Read 180 presents Monster by award-winning author Walter Dean Myers. Before we get started, let me tell you a little about this book. Monster is a work of realistic fiction. In other words, it's made up, but it's a lot like something that could happen in real life. The narrator, that's the person telling the story, is 17-year-old Steve Harmon, who lives in Harlem, a neighborhood in New York City. Steve is an African-American high school student who's interested in becoming a filmmaker, but his dreams are put in jeopardy when he's arrested and charged with murder. This is a pretty intense book. It opens with Steve in Rikers Island, a prison in New York City. He's waiting for his trial to begin. To get through the experience, Steve decides to write about his trial in the form of a movie script. He works on the script in the courtroom while the trial is taking place. Then, at night, when he returns to the prison, he writes journal entries that describe some of his feelings and also tell about some things that happened in the past. So the book has typewritten parts that look like a movie script, as well as handwritten sections from Steve's journal. Life in prison is really harsh, and Steve is terrified that he'll spend the rest of his life there. It's up to a jury to decide if he is guilty or innocent. As you read the book, draw conclusions about whether or not you think Steve committed a crime. Now let me turn things over to your reading coach, Nathan.
Hi, this is Nathan, and I'll be reading Monster with you. During the book, I'll be interrupting from time to time to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll also show you some of the strategies I use to figure out confusing parts and the meanings of unfamiliar words. When you hear this sound, it means I'm about to break in. Remember to follow along in your book as you listen. Okay, let's get started. Head for the journal entry on page 1.
Monster by Walter Dean Myers. The best time to cry is at night, when the lights are out, and someone is being beaten up and screaming for help. That way, even if you sniffle a little, they won't hear you. If anybody knows that you are crying, they'll start talking about it, and soon it'll be your turn to get beat up when the lights go out. There is a mirror over the steel sink in my cell. It's 6 inches high and scratched with the names of some guys who were here before me. When I look into the small rectangle, I see a face looking back at me, but I don't recognize it. It doesn't look like me. I couldn't have changed that much in a few months. I wonder if I will look like myself.